Arch noch.
And we also have our dog Lulu.
Hey, welcome guys. Welcome once again to yet another episode of Yoga, Chai and a Dog. This time, we have got a guest for you. He's special. He's there in front of me smiling. And his name is Woz. I know Woz through Archana. He has been working with Archana. He's a coach. So you are a coach to a coach, Woz, right?
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. And Archana, why don't you introduce Woz to the listeners?
I found Woz because I'm struggling with handstand and all. So I wanted to do some inversion in yoga, what we call. And Woz is not a yoga person, but I was looking for someone who is young, enthusiastic, has got knowledge. So finally, I found someone and I was very lucky that he is a Basingstoke guy. So I found him in Basingstoke and he will talk more about his work and everything. So here is Woz.
Let's start with yourself. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any specific question or?
No, about you, what you do.
My name is Woz. I'm 25 years old. I am a calisthenics coach and I run a calisthenics business in Basingstoke. What calisthenics basically means is like a bodyweight exercise discipline that utilizes bodyweight exercises like push-ups, pull-ups, dips, squats, and some static movements. The simplest way to put it is if you imagine military conditioning mixed with gymnastics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So and Deepak, you must see some of their videos. It's just mind-blowing how they use their body weight to do things. Sorry. Not the weight.
But you said body weight.
Yes. Yeah.
What's that?
So rather than going to a conventional gym and picking up a dumbbell or a barbell,
yeah,
or any relying on resistance machines or a treadmill, you just use your own body as a resistance. So this is how people used to train, like back in the day, probably in ancient Greece, etc. So people would, long time before industrialization and introduction of a normal conventional gym, people would just try to use their own body. So they would try to pull up against, you know, hanging off trees, do push-ups, trying to strengthen themselves using their own, you know, body working against gravity.
Is it better than going to a gym?
I wouldn't say it's better. It's different. It obviously depends what you're aiming for and
okay.
what your main goal within fitness is.
Yeah.
So if you are trying to lift heavier, you're trying to shift a very heavy load over, you know, from point A to B, calisthenics will be a good accessory. However, if you're aiming to shift, you know, external weights, you have to work with external weights as well. However, there is calisthenics can be a good foundation to start with.
So. I would add here because, you know, as you know, Deepak, I have been training a lot with the weights. I feel it's the initial periodization, as explained, is really beautiful. But at the same time, as a strength coach, and I worked in the weight a lot, and I feel a difference because in periodization, body weight is the first thing what we do. But it is more advanced than just body weight because, you know, if you can control your body, if you can move the muscles, which is unknown, and Woz knows very well how much I'm understanding about the muscles with my shoulder stand and everything. So it is a different, it's a very good training for anyone, not for the foundation also, but for a person who has been strength training for long, or maybe a yoga teacher, or maybe a person like you also, Deepak, who has not been training into weights or anything. It would give you an opportunity to explore the body. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I think calisthenics is a great tool to discover what your actual body potential is and, you know, learning inversions, handstands, strengthening your upper body and utilizing your core to its maximum potential really help to see what you are actually able to do. And
okay, guys, this is getting too deep for me. Sorry about that. Yeah. Woz, you're 25.
Yes, that's correct.
How the heck did you land into this?
I'm
53. I haven't even heard of it.
Yes. So it's actually a whole rebirth of calisthenics in modern world is quite an interesting topic in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So calisthenics has been cultivated from ancient Greece and all the way up until like 1950s. And then during the Cold War period and heavy industrialization, gym has been introduced. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a huge impact on how people thought you were supposed to build strength. So people would go from, not only like from a civilization point of view, you know, 2-3 generations ago, everyone would have a physical job. Mm-hmm. So there was not so much of a need for a, you know, physical fitness and a gym environment.
Yeah.
And people just would use their bodies a lot more.
Yeah. But how did you get into it? Where did you hear from it?
Funny enough, I started about eight years ago.
8 years ago, yes. When you were 17.
Correct.
Wow.
And there was loads of videos popping up on YouTube about people training and doing things that, you know, you deem impossible.
Yeah.
And I joined a free running group. We would do a little bit of movement-based kind of a training, mm-hmm. which wasn't specifically strength training. It was more about learning agility and how to move your body efficiently mm-hmm. from A mm-hmm. to B.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, my brother was in prison for many many different things that he did in his foolish years.
Yeah.
And he's recommended me a book about how people in USA would survive going out in the yard and trying to protect themselves from getting shanked.
Yeah.
And there was no gym in the prison.
Yeah.
So they would use their own body weights. They would, you know, throw a towel through bars and do pull-ups of that. They would use the as little as they had to get as strong as possible so they can actually survive until the end of their sentence.
Yeah.
And the whole book was called Convict Conditioning by Paul Wade. It's a little bit of a cheesy book, however, it gives you a really, really good insight onto how to progress from not being able to do any sort of basic bodyweight exercises into more advanced things like one-arm pull-ups, one-arm push-ups, bridges, etc.
Yeah, well, sorry to interrupt you, because I have been working with you and I know some of the stuff, not much, but would you be able to say something, your personal story, how... You know, was your parents behind this or was it just your brother who you talked about? So what made you feel like doing this and how, and I know that you have helped a lot of youth in Poland and here also, there are a lot of people who come to you. So what exactly is your story?
Okay. Yes, Archana did mention before you came, Archana did mention that Vos has got a very interesting story. And...
He's an inspiring guy. He's a really inspiring young man.
Let's hear it out.
Oh, you guys hyped me up so much. I'm not sure if I'll be able to deliver. Well, strap up because it's a longer one.
Sure.
When I was 17, I've moved out from my mother's and stepfather's son. I was kind of not really present in the family. No one really cared much about what's happening with me. My brother would cause a lot of problems that would basically cause my stepfather to hate both of us. My sisters were like in the center of attention. I just decided I couldn't live in that place anymore, so I moved out. I was doing mechanical engineering college in Poland, and I would, to sustain myself because I've moved out and started renting a place, I found myself a full-time job. And so I tried to do a full-time college, full-time job in the evening, and I was slowly running myself into the ground. And at the same time, I would make foolish choices as any teenager does. And
yes.
I would party a lot. I would
drink a lot.
You know.
Drugs.
Yeah. Tried a little bit of drugs. Nothing too heavy.
Yeah.
But enough to make you lose focus on important things.
Yeah.
And I was pretty much close to dropping out of college. And I found that I have to do something with myself because at that moment I was probably in the lowest position. Like, I had my biggest low in my life. I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel necessary. I didn't feel needed. So, and at the same time, gym didn't seem like a place for me to go and channel my anger and frustration. So just because I was weak, I was small, I felt very inadequate in the gym environment.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, I just found, you know, some YouTube videos, I've read the book about bodyweight training, and I started doing some pull-ups, a few push-ups, and within, you know, a few months, I progressed quite far into it. And I've realized this is a thing that I can actually be good at, and I never really had that kind of a feeling in my life before. I always felt like I'm just, you know, a mess and there is not much going on for me. If I manage not to fail college, that would be an achievement in itself. And so I started training with those guys from free running group in my local, in my local home, in my like near the school. And then we started shifting more onto the strength-based training. So we started doing more pull-ups, started working up to muscle-ups, tried human flags, etc. And what I realized, you know, we were training throughout summer without no problem, and we, you know, quite a lot of troubled kids, just like myself, we just started hanging out together and found ourselves some sort of a, you know, release from everyday
so
programs.
Inspiring.
And at the same time, I was not the kid who had it the worst. You know, I had £100 per month from my father to get myself some food. You know, I was making just about enough to pay the rent. I didn't, like, you know, I was in a miserable situation.
Yeah.
And there were some kids who were, like, real bad trouble at home, you know, like complete pathological situations, parents abusing them, abusing substances. What we created outside of my work and my school was pretty much a getaway from all those things, not only for myself, but those kids as well. And when winter came, we rented a gym hall in one of the nearby schools, just because in the winter in Poland, it goes down to minus 20.
So all the training you used to do outside.
Snow. Yeah, so we trained outside because, again, I wouldn't be able to even afford a gym membership even when I started getting stronger.
Yeah.
So we would just, there are, because of the influence of a communist state before Poland has been, you know, released from that, we had loads of pull-up bars and parallel bars, like, just left about in playgrounds and stuff like that, because that's what people used to do.
Yeah.
So we utilized that and we tried to make the most out of it. Then during the winter, we've rented a gym hall and I just said, I know most of you guys have, like, don't have any money on you, and we're doing it because we can and it's free. So what are we going to do? Whoever comes in, who can pay?
Pays. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoever cannot, you're still welcome. You know, this is as much of a getaway for me as it is for you. And I want everyone to, you know, to enjoy it and have it, you know, be able to feel like they belong somewhere.
So was there any person who was actually kind of, you know, getting you all people together, or it was just all, or, you know, everybody kind of chipped in?
Yes, there were a few main people who were like the most involved.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I would like to think that I was one of them.
Yeah.
And
you're modest.
Like, yes. I would like to think that.
Yes,
you know, at the end, like, after a while when we started doing it, I found myself naturally progressing into a position of people, of a person who was trying to coordinate.
Yeah.
And make sure no one just runs around like crazy and breaks the neck, but actually tries to do something.
Yeah.
And more, the kids would rather move, do backflips and stuff like that, rather than focus on developing their body and getting a little bit more strength.
Mm-hmm.
So, myself and a few of my friends, Silas, Bartek, and Rafa, who is currently my business
working
partner
agent
here,
yeah,
and works beside me on Calisthenics Basingstoke, we started running this, you know, tried to put some structure in there, and I just found myself naturally shifting in the position of a coach. And yeah, I finally found a place where I felt adequate, where I was needed, where people respected me. And it just felt right. You know, I was started, you know, I went through that journey of bodyweight transition by myself. Like, I did it, you know, bit by bit, and I discovered that it works for me. It helped with my self-confidence and self-respect. And I wanted to share that with those guys who are equally as lost as I was.
Right. So, okay. What happened to your mechanical engineering course?
I managed to complete the college.
Oh, wow. So you're a mechanical engineer?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It's listening to his story, Deepak, I always find that this is a Yoga Chai and a Dog podcast. But he is a yogi beyond the mat. So he might not have done a lot of yoga, but he, believe me, he is one of those. When he coached me also, he just not coach on the physical side of my, he can move me mentally also, spiritually also in a way. Because
something which I have not been able to do.
Yeah, it's just because I approached him, you know, he is just 25 and I'm 50.
We'll come to that. Hold on for a minute. Let's not get this all the story out immediately. So, So then you got into calisthenics, right? So, and you had also completed your mechanical engineering.
Yes.
Yeah. But then you decided to pursue calisthenics.
That's correct.
Yeah. Is that the time when you moved to UK?
Yes. So what happened? I finished my college.
Yeah.
Flew to live with my father, who turned out to be the one who needed help more than I did.
Okay.
I started an engineering job in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a little bit of a job work experience in CNC machining.
Yeah.
And I had the degree.
Yeah.
So it's not a university, but it was enough to, you know, get me a placement.
Yes.
And I worked in a company in Farnham for 4 years.
Okay.
And that was my full-time job.
Yeah.
So for 6 months, I was doing night shifts. And then for a year and a half afterwards, I was doing second shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they've requested that I do my college engineering degree once again, so they can promote me to a team leader position.
Wow.
Even though it was exactly the same course that I already did in Poland, it's just,
yeah,
it would be more recognized.
Yes.
So I did that, and on the side as much as I could for weekends and mornings when I wasn't at work and I wasn't, you know, when I wasn't in college, I would try to grow a community in UK as well. So we started in Eastrock Park in town center, and I've bought myself some equipment. I've shipped it from Poland. I put it in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I started doing personal training from there.
Wow.
And that's how I've met people who gotten me properly into industry in UK.
So who would come to you?
Oh, so currently I train loads of yoga teachers who want to improve their strength. And
you found a niche, right?
yes, you could say that. Funny thing is, I was never anticipating that that's who my clientele would be. But
yeah.
It's just those people who are, I think, who are in a level where they understand the importance of mentoring and having a guidance.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's how the structure in yoga is.
You have your
teacher.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So they appreciate the training and they develop quite fast, because the yoga in itself is quite a good practice for body awareness and control. So if you mix it with a little bit of strength,
yes,
you know, handstands and inversions, planches, straddle presses, all those fancy looking things become quite.
And that is probably where you come in.
Yeah, but let me ask Voj, because we have been training for now long, together.
Yes.
You know, and you have been coaching me, and definitely, Deepak, you know, I feel more confident, though my background from strength, but still I feel like it's something very different what I'm doing. What do you think that when you train a yoga teacher, what do you think you get from them? Because, you know, you are very, as 25-year-old.
Yeah, you
won't
find
you
a
are
yoga
like
teacher
my,
25-year-old. So
yeah, my
obviously.
Son is 2 years older than you. So it's something I feel like you are much more aware. And in yogic term, I use the awaken individual because of whatever has gone and how you have evolved yourself. So what do you find interesting working with the yoga teachers, and do you find it has improved you in a way somewhere?
Oh, definitely. There is definitely a two-way kind of a relation where I get to, you know, share my strength-orientated view and very methodical
approach.
Or methodical approach to training. And at the same time, they share their insight into a spiritual part of life as well, which I was never big into, but I think it comes more from the position of ignorance and not actually being exposed to this kind of stuff before.
Yeah. But then, Archana, the question is to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, interrupted you over
there.
Why, as a yoga teacher, did you seek out Voj? For who was a body strength trainer, calisthenic trainer, and it was mentioned that, you know, there are a number of yoga teachers who are his clients. So as a yoga practitioner, what is that next level that you look for, which can be achieved by body strength training?
I look for was not like a coincidence, because I was looking for someone who could help me, and I have talked to a few people, like not just in Basingstoke but outside Basingstoke also, and I approached them, and then I wanted to learn something from someone in London who is a yoga teacher and who does a lot of work like this too. But somehow I because of my work and because of my commitment at home, I feel like if it's a local person, and I was looking for someone who is enthusiastic about it and who talks sense, just not like macho type, what we did, the masculine energy. It's not like, oh, I'm a man, I could make you do this. It's not like, so for me, it was this approach. Then why I chose him for my advance, because of my training for 20 years, I found Voj, this is a something very different training which I'm doing with him, because I'm trusting someone. So my first thing was, I'm trusting someone
in
just not in the knowledge. In
just
the
to interrupt you over there.
Yeah.
the training as what Archana is trying to do is handstand.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, which means standing on your hand, right?
Very much correct, yes.
Very much correct. So for 50 years, she learned to stand on her feet. Now, next 50 years, she's going to stand on her hand.
Yeah. So for me, it was, I choose him because he can break it down and he knows that I have got that strength, but he can break it down to, he can realize that because of my age and because of my conditioning, I have got a fear. So he can work on my fear. Then as a yoga teacher, I find that if we balance, because it's I do a lot of spiritual practice, I do chanting and everything, but if we could balance this side of our, and this was a challenge for me because I don't go for weight loss, I don't go for any of those things, because I'm not a firm believer in all those type of stuff, but I am a firm believer in giving ourselves a target which we could achieve. So at 50 year, and you have got clients who are 70 and they are doing handstand. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, they are doing handstand. So he is one of those. He would show me the picture of that 70-year-old and say, look, Archana, she has done this. He has done this. And I feel, bloody hell, why can't I do that?
So, okay, my question was a bit different. Is it that, you know, when you are a yoga practitioner and when you are, you know, and then you want to do the yoga asanas, in order to do the asanas, you need to do a lot of the body weight. You need to use a lot of body weight.
Definitely.
And that is where people like Woj come in, who actually help you understand how to use that body weight.
Yeah,
right?
Woj can say that it's a complementary way of...
Some of the yoga asanas, and Archana posts some videos where she's doing that Bakasana.
Yeah, which is
basically standing on the head, on the hand, and then her body is like, you know, suspended midair.
Yes.
Yeah. So obviously I would assume that also needs a lot of body weight training.
So most of the poses you'll find in yoga,
you
can learn just via practicing the flows and all of the drills that you would normally do in yoga. However, most of the advanced things like straddle presses, advanced hand balances, one arm balances, etc., they will require a little bit more control and more strength.
Yes. Yeah.
And one of the heaviest elements that you would use in like a regular yoga practice would be chaturangas.
Yeah.
Which is basically a narrow grip push up variation, and this by itself is not enough to develop like a versatile body that can do more things. So you will find that those most advanced yogis out there will quite often supplement their own training by using bodyweight training and have calisthenics coaches, or you will find that very strong yogis can be ex-gymnasts, for example, because again this is gymnastics is a cousin of calisthenics of a sort.
I would ask question. Deepak works in corporate.
Yep.
And he doesn't get time or anything. So the other day he was saying that his schedule is very tight. He goes very early, come back very late. So he can't use the gym. And I was explaining him, because, you know, I'm his wife. So sometimes you don't listen to your wife that much. But the thing is, if it would come, you know, let's say you have got a guy like Deepak, how would you train him, you know?
So obviously the main constraint is the time.
Yeah.
So we would have to find a way, which is with bodyweight is actually pretty straightforward, pretty easy, to train as often as you can for a limited period of time. So because of the full body workout training approach and the way you can put exercises together with minimal amount of equipment, basically I think as much as a skipping rope or a resistance band, not without even utilizing a pull-up bar, you could do a full body workout in, you know, in a limited amount of space, like, you know, 2x4, 2x2 space on the floor. So and that involves pushing, pulling core, back and legs all together.
Yeah.
So if you have 20 minutes in a day, and most of us do, you can, you know, you should put your health as a priority. So if you have time to scroll for social media for 20 minutes or read an article somewhere in a magazine, you probably also have time to
do body
prioritize your health and strength and work towards longevity of your body and do a little bit of a circuit in your own home or even outside of you.
You were saying that you have a client who is physiotherapist and you were accompanying him to, and what nuggets did you get out of accompanying him to the hospital, to the NHS?
Yes, funny that you're mentioning that. Yes, I had the opportunity to join physiotherapists for a work experience in the hospital. And so I basically just ghost them, assist them, try to learn as much as I can about injuries, rehab from operations, etc. Because I think it goes head to head with fitness.
Yeah.
It's really important to know how to work around injuries, how to assess them correctly, and when to send your client to a medical professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what I've learned was the people who are the most likely to have issues with their health, with their who are struggling the most or are in the most pain are people who are obese, who have a sitting jobs, who are inactive outside of work, and who don't maintain their body. And there are quite a few saying, you either use it or lose it. And sadly, with our joints, our muscle, our body and our health is exactly the same. So I think my biggest takeaway would be, if you want to stay healthy throughout your whole life, you need to utilize your body. You need to keep moving, you need to utilize full range of its movements, because if you don't, it'll start narrowing down. So thus will your health. So I think staying moving, finding a discipline that you really enjoy doing, as long as it's not to a too high competitive level, is what will be probably a way
don't
to
get
yourself
scared in. He would not make you do handstand.
No. Tell me, are you really 25 or are you making it up?
you
seem too wise to me to be 25. Yes,
definitely. I choose my coaches very well.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Where do you coach in Basingstoke?
How would people get in contact with you if
they
want?
So we're located in Viables. We work beside Elite Body Works gym.
Okay.
So you can find us at Bessemer Road. You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, so you can either look for Calisthenics Basingstoke or strengthredefined.org.
Yeah, and okay, so I'm not a frequent gym goer, and I need to start doing it. Yeah.
Yes,
and of course, because you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you said when you started your calisthenic journey, you said gym did not feel a place for me. I made a note of it, because to a lot of people, gym doesn't feel a place for them. They do not seem to kind of associate with the gyms. A, because either they get scared by the machines, or they find everybody with bulging triceps and bulging muscles and say, oh shit, before them, I look like a mouse, but probably I think body weight is something that is probably it doesn't scare you that much, non-scary.
Absolutely. I think gym is not necessary for everyone.
Yeah.
As long as you
yeah.
find something that keeps you fit.
Yeah, yeah. Because, exactly.
I don't know, rowing, kayaking, running, playing football, obviously not too high level again.
Yeah.
Just something that keeps you active and allows you to utilize full movement of your body, that's your go-to.
And
so if a gym environment is not
scary,
particularly attractive to
you. Yeah, yeah.
You just need to find something that you enjoy.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, and at the same time, like, I would, if I was to set regulations on fitness industry, I would encourage everyone, or I would set it as a requirement that people understand how to do bodyweight exercises before they pick up a dumbbell.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very easy to overload and
yes.
Even if you think your muscles can take something, your joints and tendons may not necessarily be, they
ready
don't adapt as
quick. Yes, yes.
So there is a potential risk of injury where you really don't anticipate it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people, especially when they do so-called bro split or split body parts, split training, they tend to work with the mentality that you have to work every single set to failure, and you have to go heavier than you actually should, will end up injuring themselves. So they're causing themselves quite a lot of, they're putting themselves back.
He's so right, because the basic movement like squat, lunges, twist, bend, these are the basic movement which most of the people can't do these days,
yeah.
because of how they work in office and all.
Yeah.
So anything which is a body weight, and it's very good for people who are really busy, they can do it anywhere, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. And that's why yoga or things like calisthenic training, body weight training, you know, this work so well.
You know what? I actually, you know, when you were talking about it, then suddenly I realized when you said that, you know, if you have got 20 minutes of your time and there's
yes.
two by two space, you can do it. A couple of years ago, one day I was traveling to London and there was a guy in the train and he was standing near the door while the train was moving. And for about 10-15 minutes, he did a lot of exercises. He did squats, and then he also used the bar to kind of push and then pull and all that. And I was like, is he trying to show off? Yeah. But to be honest, probably he might be doing the same thing, body weight exercises. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have any equipment, not even a resistance band or something, but he was just using, you know,
his environment,
the pole and everything, and he was doing it. And now I'm realizing that, okay, at that time I was thinking, hey, he's just trying to show off or whatever, or is he crazy or whatever, but probably not, you know.
No, I reckon he's past the point where he cares about what people
indeed.
Think
yeah.
indeed.
And prioritize his
exactly.
health and fitness.
Exactly.
Indeed, yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
it's an interesting thing to watch, and we are quite notorious for abusing poles on the street and bars that you can find in the bar. Or in the train, so yeah.
So what's your future plan? Because you're still quite young, 25, and what's your plan? And you know, I don't know, maybe outside your work, what's your life? Just talk about something casual also.
Yeah,
so that,
where do you want to take it next?
So that our listener would know more about WOS.
Okay, so I think my short-term goals would be to deliver calisthenics and knowledge about how to keep yourself fit with minimum amount of equipment, and not having to even step into gym environments as possible in a local area. So growing my own gym business at the same time. Mm-hmm. So trying to educate people that they don't really have to pay someone to be fit. And at
yes.
the same time, they don't need to wait until they need a doctor's attention whilst their health goes wrong. So I think that would be one of my priorities. The mission is try to show people that you can do different, like you don't have to go to a gym environment and
mm-hmm.
do exactly what everyone
mm-hmm.
else
mm-hmm.
is doing
mm-hmm.
if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
So, and at the same time, show people that, look, your body is capable of incredible things. You just haven't allowed it to be a manifestation of that. And I think everyone should try to explore what their body capabilities
right.
are.
And the other day we were talking, people go out to eat, people buy expensive things. And they just blow money, you know, and same in my, you know, for 20 years, I have been watching people who come to me and who doesn't come to me, and I know their expenses, but they find but for me, I, as a coach also, when I go to Woj and I pay him, I feel like that this is something which is like my inner resources. It's something which nobody can take from me. It's my health what I am looking at. It's my profession which I am looking at. So if you are not in this profession, if you are going just for the health purpose, it's something very good to invest on. Would you agree, Woj, that going to someone and learning these things is so good?
Yeah, so on one side, I'm self-taught, so I didn't pay anyone to get to where I am, but however
mm-hmm.
it did cost me quite a few injuries,
yeah.
quite a few trials and errors, and quite a fair bit of a time.
And
if,
you are short-circuiting that
yes,
by now.
If you work with a coach,
yes.
obviously there is a cost included. However, you can time collapse.
Yes.
So whatever it took me 7-8 years to achieve, like being able to do one-arm handstands, muscle-ups, all of the like advanced bodyweight movements,
yeah.
You know, I can deliver that to someone within a year and a half, 2 years. So it's quite a few of my clients currently have surpassed my abilities just because
yeah.
I focus more on the coaching bit
yeah.
rather than on my own self-development
yeah.
as an athlete. Mm. Because I cherish more when my clients are doing well rather than when people look at me as like, oh yeah, he's strong. No one really cares about that either.
You said really right, because I was doing a workshop somewhere and there was notes on the desk. So one of the ladies, she during the lunch hour, she was reading the notes and she came to me and what she said was so beautiful. She said, Arshna, more and more people should come to these type of workshop or training, because you people have done the work for years and years, and you just squeeze that into just few papers and few. And this is something which is, I always find that, you know, when I'm doing a day long workshop or few hours workshop, I and same with your training, I always find that what you have learned, you are just trying to make this possible for 1 hour of my coaching time. You know, you just bring all those knowledge and everything. That's why it's good for people who can do this, because this is a good investment. I always find that these type of is a good investment on your own development.
Let's go to your personal life. tell me more about yourself. Are you married?
No, I'm...
He's 25.
Oh, he's 25. Yeah, shouldn't get married now.
some people are married with kids of this age.
Yes.
No, I'm currently in a relationship.
What do you do other than calisthenics?
What do I do outside of calisthenics?
Any hobbies?
I gotta say that calisthenics takes up pretty much most of my schedule. And I find that if I do something that is not directly related to my craft and to my profession...
Yeah.
Then I'm kind of putting it on the backlog. So obviously you need some downtime, and you need to allow yourself to, you know, to relax and unwind after you know, just being in the working environment. Again, it will be physical stuff. So sometimes we would go climbing.
Wow.
I enjoy kayaking. That's why I mentioned that if this is your go-to, go ahead. I ride my motorbike after a mountain bike. I try to keep myself, you know, try to keep myself active. I am a very... Contrary to what I'm saying, I am a very lazy person.
If he's lazy, what am I?
Okay, let me explain this. Because I just acknowledge how, basically from all the way back from my family, we have a huge tendency to addiction.
Yeah.
And lots of my family members have died because of drug abuse, alcohol. We even had one family member who died of... HIV and AIDS because of using injected drugs.
Yeah.
And I had my mother OD last week. So if I allow myself to do the things that are not particularly productive for me, I may just fall into a spiral that will just keep me in there.
Yeah.
So my normal go-to would be lay in bed, play computer games, and just waste time. Like just be as procrastinate or go partying. And do stuff that doesn't benefit my life or people who have expectations of me and people who invested their time and effort into helping me to get where I am at.
Yes.
So there is quite a lot of, like, I appreciate that if I start doing things that I am comfortable with, but they don't necessarily benefit me, I'm basically disappointing everyone and... like sabotaging my what my purpose is
and what all you have gained so far. Yeah,
absolutely.
And something which I really envy in people like you, like Archana, is that you have made a profession out of your hobby, and that is the best place to be in if you love what you do. You don't need a downtime because you're having fun even when you're working.
It's not like that. What he's saying is really right, because whatever I also do, it's everything what I'm... So these days, if I'm working on the chanting, the mantra, the Sanskrit, everything is related to what I really want to do. When I coach, when I train, it's just constant work. And once you get... So let's say you... I see it like a person who has never done any of these things, but if they are interested, they can do, and you have to do it for long to get into your blood that this is how, the feeling of exercise is something, and now all the research is coming that you don't need any drugs to feel good. You don't need a party. You don't need a new dress. You don't need to go out all the time. You just can get into that state of mind. So... Deepak, for that you have to join Woz or me. Work with us and see a difference in your life.
So Woz, that was very inspiring. If there was one message that you would like to give to our listeners and people, you know, young people who are
lost,
let's not call lost, who are still trying to find a goal, what would that message be from your life experience?
I would definitely recommend everyone to experiment with movement, be it any sort of a sport discipline, anything that keeps your body and mind in high gear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And well, there's quite a few takeaways. So just from the top of my head, it might take a little bit. Yeah, I think the most important thing is just find something that gives you energy and it's physical.
Yeah.
Because like we have bodies, our bodies are very physical. We are literally like bones, muscles, and tendons. They all
and you need to use them.
As I said earlier, you either use it or lose it. So
yeah.
There has to be some sort of a physical aspect in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this just unwinds into a lot of complication and health problems. So, mm-hmm. if you want to have a happy life,
yeah.
you need to stay fit, keep moving.
And let's say if after listening to this podcast, if I say, body weight, that's really interesting. Calisthenics, that's interesting. I'd never heard of it, but hang on, it's also in Basingstoke. Can I come and get a tasted session?
Yes, absolutely. How we usually go with most of our new clients, we
yeah.
would sit down for like an hour induction.
Okay.
We will try to learn about a little bit about them, what their goals are,
mm-hmm.
if they have any requirements or if they have any previous injuries, anything that we
need to
be aware of.
Yes.
And then we lay out some sort of a plan with them of what we're actually going to do in the gym environment.
Okay.
And then we'll spend around 45 minutes on the gym floor trying to show them some ropes and how to execute some basic exercises correctly. Because from there you can actually, you know, it can develop into something quite interesting or impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, they can either join us for personal training sessions or join us for group sessions.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so
you also run group sessions?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because, like, I would be a hypocrite if I said, oh, you don't need a gym environment, you don't need to pay for a gym membership, and
yeah.
at the same time, yeah, pay me hundreds of pounds to train, to do personal training with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So, group session is a nice
way of getting
in between, where you don't have to pay an extortionate amount of money.
Yes.
Obviously, even though you are getting quality coaching.
Yes.
And at the same time, learn and hang out. And we are trying to create like a space
where community,
people can be in a social setting when they don't just work their butts off, but they also can enjoy themselves
yeah.
and have a laugh.
Yeah.
So if I didn't need to worry about money and trying to keep myself afloat and, you know, make sure my business partner has good money, you know, has good food and everything like this, I would run all of those sessions for free just because I enjoy it. I love interacting with people
yeah.
and I like to see them develop themselves and redefine what they're capable of and find a little bit of self-confidence within them, because that's what calisthenics needed for me. I would have done it for free.
Wow.
However,
you need to keep the cash register ticking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, you need a compromise in life. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's a mission for myself, but at the same time, I know that when people pay, they pay attention.
Yes.
And most of us, you know, you will find everyone running around with iPhone 11, which costs £1,100.
Yeah, and they hardly pay you £5, £10 for the session.
Yes, per hour.
Yes, that's
yeah.
what, yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, if people
this
can afford to do that, they can afford
yeah.
to show the appreciation for coaching and the quality of service that we provide.
Mm, indeed.
And, but at the same time, I'm a part of United Calisthenics Group, which is a social initiative of like-minded people who are into calisthenics, who are athletes, coaches around UK. We're trying to grow like a centralized community for
yeah.
everyone to be
yeah.
able to interact with each other, find coaches, find places, other people who are training, get together and get fit together and grow that social aspect and educate people about the benefits of bodyweight training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how it can change lives as it changed mine. So where we do monthly meetups around different parts of UK. So
mm-hmm.
every month we go to a different city,
yeah.
try to visit a venue or an outdoor place and get people on board, run workshops or do, and at the same time do something for charity. So a few months ago we went to Edinburgh to do a calisthenics workshop for local people in Primal Gym and that.
Right.
And we've raised money for Edinburgh Children's Hospital charity. So just because we can train fit adults, I feel like there is also some sort of a gap that we also need to fill in our service to community and maybe help children who are not as fortunate as
us,
you know, try to make some impact in them.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant.
Such an inspiring young man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Now you know why I talk about Woj.
Yes, I've been listening about you ever since Archana has joined you, and she has been all praises. And here is the first time I get to meet you, thanks to our podcast. And I'm sure, you know, our listeners would have really enjoyed, you know, listening to the conversation. I had a list of questions, and probably I'm just halfway through, but I'm also conscious that, you know, about the time. Yes, Woj, it was really a pleasure meeting you. Before I go, can you please let our listeners know how can they get in touch with you?
Yes.
If they want to. Yeah, so you said calisthenics Basingstoke.
Yes,
yeah?
Correct.
Any email ID, mobile number?
Yes, so mobile number would be 07460-765-156.
That's your number.
That's my direct mobile number. So you can call me if you've got any questions, you can drop me a message. If there is anything that you want to learn or discover the opportunities that we may have, drop me, get in touch. We're on Instagram. You can find me at calisthenics Basingstoke or watch.calisthenics.
Yeah.
If you are not local in Basingstoke, but you're looking for people who might be into calisthenics, etc. in the UK, you might want to look up United Calisthenics Group.
Wow.
Thank you.
And we'll put Woj's number in our show notes. So, you know, if in case you haven't noted it down, you can pick it up from there. And we will also put link to United Calisthenics and to Calisthenics Basingstoke in our show notes. So, you know, you can go take a look at it and see whether calisthenics works for you and whether you would like to stand on your hand. Thank you very much. Thank you once again, guys, for listening to us. Till the next time, this is bye-bye from me.
Bye from me too.
And goodbye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.